Drysdale Vignette, Reblooming Amaryllis, 1, number 1. 3, 2, 1. One of the most asked gardening questions has to do with how to have an amaryllis rebloom. Hi, Mark Drysdale. Suggestions after this. 3, 2, 1. The secret to having an amaryllis bulb or bulbs rebloom actually begins right after the bulb or bulbs have finished blooming the first time, usually in spring. At that time, the flower stalk should have been cut down and the strap-like leaves allowed to grow for several months. It is at that time that the bulb needs some soluble fertilizer applied to the soil every 2 or 3 weeks as well. After about 3 months of keeping the soil around the bulb moist and growing the bulb and foliage in a fairly bright location, you allow the leaves to die down by slowing and then stopping the watering. By this time, it's generally May or June, and you may put the bulb in its pot outside in a shaded part of the garden, or you may simply leave the bulb in the pot and put it in a cool, dark area of the home. Although it does not need water for several months, you should inspect the bulb if it's in its pot. Inspect it about every 2 weeks or so to be sure that it isn't starting to sprout or rot. If you put your bulb outdoors, you certainly should have brought it in by now, and if not, do so immediately. If it hasn't started to sprout new growth, put it indoors in a dark area until it does. When bulbs show signs of new growth, likely soon now if they haven't already, it's time to begin watering slightly and to move the bulbs in their pots to reasonably bright light. Growth will be fast once it starts, and you'll have to increase the watering. I'm Art Drysdale.